You mentioned yesterday the Machlokas Rishonim, Ben Atam and Rashi, which is also Machlokas Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Simen Tov Samach Beis, what the din is with regard to matzos that are made without water, but merely just fruit juice, wine, eggs, matzah ashira. You said that Ben Atam holds that when there's no water mixed in, just the fruit juice, or just the eggs and the flour, so the matzah is not chametz altogether, and one is allowed to eat it even throughout Pesach. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Whereas Rashi is machmir, that without water, nonetheless, the meperos, the wine, or the eggs that are mixed with the flour, will potentially result in chametz nuksha, and it's a lav of komachmetzes lo sochelu, and therefore there are more paskins that one should be machmir, Ashkenazim should be machmir, not to eat egg matzos or wine matzos, unless it's litzorech, such as a chola or a zaken, someone who needs that type of egg matzah because they can't digest easily the regular matzah, so they have a heter. But otherwise, Rama says Ashkenazim or machmir. We mentioned this in the context of the isser of achilas matzah and erev Pesach. We said the Yerushalmi in Psachim, the 10th parak, quoted by the Rishonim in Arvei Psachim, and also in Psachim Daf Nun, and quoted the halacha as well in Shulchan Aruch, there's an isser to eat matzah all day erev Pesach. Referring, say the Rishonim, to matzah that one could in theory use for one's mitzvahs matzah Seder night. One cannot eat such matzah throughout the day on Erev Pesach. The entire day one cannot eat that matzah. And the post can discuss, what about matzah ashira, meperos, egg matzahs, wine matzahs? You can't use that for Seder night. That's matzah ashira. It's not lachemoni. Can I eat that on Erev Pesach day since I can't use it for my mitzvahs achilas matzah Seder night? So, according to the Shulchan Aruch, well, you can have those matzahs throughout Pesach. You can have them Erev Pesach as well, up until the beginning of the 10th hour, this year, 4:13 p.m. At that point, Tosfos understands the mission to be telling me, in Pesachim, Tzadi Tesem Ebeis, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yochal Ad Matzeh, to preserve your appetite for mitzvahs matzah, you have to stop eating even matzah ashira as of that point in the afternoon on Erev Pesach. What about for Ashkenazim, who don't eat matzah ashira, made peros matzah throughout Pesach because of the chashash chametz nuksha? So the general minhag is that we therefore don't eat it on Erev Pesach anytime after the Zman Isser Achilas Chametz, at the end of the fourth hour, already in the morning. And yet we mentioned that the Shari Tshuva in Tuf Mem Dalet cites the Nedi Behuda in Simen Chaf Aleph, who says, the Chumrah of Rashi that Meperos Matzah is Chametz Nuksha, is a Das Yachid, we're Machmer for it on Pesach, but on Erev Pesach, to say that you can't eat Matzah Shira on Erev Pesach, Nedi Behuda paskin that even for Ashkenazim who don't eat egg matzah on Pesach, Erev Pesach, he said, he held you can eat it until Chatzos. And he writes, as the Shari Tshuva quotes him in Tuf Mem Dalet, he says, you can eat it up until Chatzos, Vaday Mutter, says Nedi Behuda. And one who's makel the entire day on Erev Pesach to eat matzah ashira, meperos matzah, even if it's not a chola or a zakein, lo hifsid, if there's a tzorach ktsas, says the Nedi Behuda. So this is the psak of the Nedi Behuda. Again, the gentleman of Ashkenaz is to be machmir on egg matzos and meperos, grape matzah, wine matzah, after the Zman Yisrael Chilas Chametz in Erev Pesach. But this is the psak of the Nedi Behuda, that although we're machmir on Pesach proper, there is added flexibility on Erev Pesach, until Chatzos, perhaps even the entire day, says Shari Tshuva B'Shem Nedi Behuda. I mentioned that again in review of yesterday's shir because there's another similar shayla along the same lines, again for Ashkenazim, with regard to the minhag Ashkenaz not to eat kitnius throughout Pesach. That we know, Simen Tov Nun Gimel, that the Mechaber paskins, that kitnius products are never going to become chametz, and therefore you're allowed to cook them and eat them on Pesach. And the Ramah in Simen Tov Nun Gimel Sefalaf writes that no, yesh osrim v'minag ba'ashkenaz la'achmir v'ein l'shanos. As we know, the minag Ashkenaz, from times they were shown him, is to be machmir not to eat kitnius products. And the Ramah writes that even on Pesach, it's pashut that it's not oser b'di'eved if some kitnius fell into a cooked item. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that you have rov heter and a meat of kitnius, so you are allowed to eat that cooked item. Even on Pesach, there is bittel for kitnius. But the question becomes, again, much like we discussed with regard to egg matzahs and wine matzahs, what about Erev Pesach? Ashkenazim are machmir not to eat kidneys on Pesach, what's the din on Erev Pesach? Do we extend that chumrah yet again to Erev Pesach, since we're machmir for it on Pesach proper? How, to what extent, how much do we go, how far do we go with this chumrah, that, oh, kidneys is chametz for Ashkenazim? Banish the thought from even considering it on Erev Pesach. Or no, let's be more me'ikar adin. It's not really chametz, it's a minhag to be machmir for various reasons, but Erev Pesach, who says you have to be machmir? So what's the din with regard to kidneys Erev Pesach for Ashkenazim? So in Sefer Kobetz Halachos, quotes as follows, and this is also found in Piskei Truvas as well. There is a Prima Gadim in Tuf Mem Dalid. The Prima Gadim is understood by some poskim as allowing Ashkenazim to eat kidneys on Erev Pesach. Simin Tuf Mem Dalid, there's a Prima Gadim there, which, again, some Achronim question what exactly Prima Gadim means, but the Prima Gadim writes in Simin Tuf Mem Dalid that matzah product made from kidneys, you can eat on Erev Pesach. Does that mean Erev Pesach only until Zmanis of Chametz? And he's saying it's not Bechlav, the Isra of Achilas Matzah, Erev Pesach? Does that mean you can eat Erev Pesach the entire day? Because even though we're Machmin Ashkenaz not to eat it on Pesach, but Erev Pesach, it's not Me'ikar Din Chametz. And therefore you can eat it all day Erev Pesach. What does Pimigata to mean? Again, it's clear Pimigata means to say that there's no Isra of Achilas Matzah, Erev Pesach with regard to matzah of kidneys, but does it mean that you can therefore eat it all day long because we're not even machmir for chametz concerns, even though we're Ashkenazim, but Erev Pesach we don't go that far with regard to kidneys? Or does it mean you can eat it until this man is achilas chametz? Good, that's a very good har also. He says matzah made from kidneys. So you're suggesting maybe he's talking about a kidneys product that's made like matzah, so there's no chash chimutz at all, even on Pesach in theory. Right, so you're saying maybe he's only matzah kidneys made matzah-like to avoid all chashash of chimutz. Even according to Menag Ashkenaz, maybe one could argue that there's less of a chashash, and that's why he's matzah Erev Pesach. That is one possibility that's raised by Rabbi Kleinman in his footnotes to Sefer Kobetz Halachos. He does raise that possibility. So maybe you can't bring a raya from the Prima God on the Gabe Ashkenazim eating bean cholent on Erev Pesach and a chanami. Right, could be, and a chanami, could be. But he does cite that there are some achronim who understand the Prima Gadim to be saying that there's no Isser of kidneys Erev Pesach bechlal for Ashkenazim. So much like the Nadi Behudo was saying that Ashkenazim don't have to be machmir for meperes matzos and Erev Pesach, we don't take the chumrah that far. There are some, again, achronim who interpret the Prima Gadim to be saying that the meaning of kidneys also is mutter the entire day Erev Pesach, even after the Zman Isser Achilas Chametz. Piskei Truvas cites that here as well in Siman Tov Nun Gimel. Again, based on the Havana of some Achronim in the words of the Prima Gadim. Some are Machmir, some say that no, Prima Gadim never meant to be Matir or Kitnius products all day of Pesach, he only meant to be Matir up until the end of Zman Achilas Chametz. So in Piskei Truvas, he quotes here that Rav Eliashiv is cited as having said that Be'ez Hatzorach Yeshmakim Lahakel. Even for Ashkenazim, who asks their kidneys on Pesach, but if there's a tzarach, a need, for whatever reason, then there is makom hakel on Erev Pesach, even after the Zman Eshachilus Chametz, for Ashkenazim to be makel in that regard. So again, a parallel shout-out to the question that we mentioned with regard to meperes matzos on Erev Pesach, we find here with regard to kidneys on Erev Pesach. Right. Right. So that's the context of Siman Tov Mem Dalid. When Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, what do you do for Shalosh Udos? Do you insist that both of the daytime Seudos should be before the Zman Esu Chametz? So that way you can have Lecha Mishnah, real Lecha Mishnah, Chametz in theory, for the first two Seudos, as long as you finish before the Zman Esu Chametz? Or are you concerned that it's not really Solo Chatchil to have Shalosh Udos before Zman Mincha in the morning, you really should have in the afternoon. Aye, that's after Zman Min. That's after Zman Esu Chametz at that point. That's why the Sfaradim would say, well, Shulchan Aruch and Paskin, use matzos made from meperos, because it's not aser mishum chametz, and it's in the afternoon, so you can have it for Shal Shudas. Whereas Ashkenazim That's where the question comes in. Since we're makbid for meperis egg matzahs being chametz on Pesach, will we therefore be makbid not to eat it erev Pesach afternoon, shechal b'shabbos, for shal shudas? Or do you go like Rabbi Yehuda? He says, no, we're not so machmir erev Pesach on meperis. You're allowed to eat it for shal shudas on erev Pesach afternoon, even if you're Ashkenazi. That's the context in which this discussion comes up in Simen Tov Mem Daled. And the Ramah there actually writes that Ashkenazim should not eat matzah shira erev Pesach afternoon, even on Shabbos, for shal shudas. Ramah says that Ashkenazim should eat for shal shudas on erev Pesach shal b'shabbos. So peros, basher bedogim, forget the matzah, forget the meperis matzah, forget the chametz, you can't. It's afternoon erev Pesach. All you should eat is meat, fish, and fruit. That's Ramah's psak in Tuf Mem Dalet. Now, interesting, shiloh with regard to kidneys is not just Erev Pesach, but this is, I think, becoming an increasingly common shiloh. When you have Ashkenazi and Sephardi couple, one spouse Ashkenazi, one spouse Sephardi, what happens then? We know the halacha is that the woman takes on the minhagim of the husband. What happens then if you have, let's say, a Ashkenazi Sephardi shidduch with regard to the minhag of kitnius? So, first of all, the shaila has come up when you're eating by the in-laws. That's one shaila. Let's say the husband is Ashkenazi, and in his house they don't eat kitnius, but they go to his in-laws who are Sephardi, in their house they do eat kitnius. So how does he deal with the food cooked in the kalim there that are used to cook kitnius as well? He wouldn't have had to eat kitnius, but how about the non-kitnius foods cooked in the same pots in which kitnius was cooked? That's one shaila. And the second shaila is with regard to, let's say the woman is somewhat uncomfortable changing the minug in that regard. Can the husband even ochel? Does she have the right to maintain her family minug after marriage? What's the psak there? It's a fascinating machlokas, Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe Feinstein, as to what the svara is behind the halacha that an isha takes on the minhagim of her husband. Rav Moshe is Tshuvas in Arachayim Chelek Aleph, Kufnun Ches, writes that the svara as to why a woman must take on the halachos, or the minhagim, I should say, of her husband, is because when a woman gets married, she moves into her husband's home, clearly, and therefore she has the status of someone who moves, mimakam lamakam. The halacha in Pesachim is, you have a makam shenagu this way, a makam shenagu that way, and someone who goes mimakam lamakam, and he is ein daito lachzor. He's moving from this town to that town permanently. So he takes on the minhagim of that new town. That was back in the day when you had a shtetl that had, everyone kept one minug, and another shtetl, everyone kept a different minug. So if you permanently move from one to the next, you take on the minhagim of the place that is now your new home. So if Moshe argues, that's pshat in the woman taking on the minhagim of her husband. That she's like a woman who is, a person who's gone mimakam mimakam, she's moved from place A to place B, she plans on staying permanently, so she adopts the minhagim of place B, i.e. her husband's minhagim. Whereas Rosh Hashanah Zalman argues that the pshat in the halacha that a woman takes on her husband's minhagim is different. Not because of makam shenagu A and I move to makam shenagu B, but rather it's because a woman has shibudim to her husband. Along with marriage comes certain responsibilities that a woman has toward her husband. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman understands the fact that a woman takes on the minhagim of her husband to stem from those shibudim that a woman has upon marriage toward her husband. And nafkamina would be, and this is quoted in Sefer Kol Nidre in Perek Ayin Zayin, nafkamina would be, can a husband be mochel? He lets his wife keep the minhagim of her family. You want to keep on your minhagim of kitnius or gebrux or whatever the minhag happens to be, can he be mochel? If it's based on her shibud to him, that she has to adopt his minhagim, okay, so he has right to say, I'm mochel that shibud. If it's based on a halacha that you go mimakam shenagu here to makam shenagu there, you have to adopt the minhagim of the new makam they live in, mehechatesi has the right to be mochel, her to keep her family's minhagim. This is also nogeh legabe changing nusach of tefillah, nusach Ashkenaz, nusach Sephard, or vice versa. Same shaila. Can the husband be mochel? You're used to davening one way, daven that way going forward, or not? Do we say she adopts her husband's minhagim regardless? So more to say about that topic, but a fascinating discussion that relates to many of these issues.